a fresh start this morning. And so I'm excited after the, with this. I was reading some of Tony Cook's material. Anybody familiar with Tony Cook? Yeah, In Search of Timothy. He's got to rewrite his book now because we found Timothy. Me and Kendra have him. And so I was reading some of his stuff, and he's got fantastic articles. And I just want to share a little bit this morning about, this is like my own personal devotion time that I'm sharing with you this morning. And so I just want to go with this with you. But I want to start off with this scripture verse in Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6. It says, "Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid of them. For the Lord your God, he is the one who goes with you. He will not leave nor forsake you." And so going into 2017, I want you to remember this scripture verse. Excuse me. "Be strong and of good courage. Fear not nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he is that doeth go with thee and will not fail thee nor forsake thee." God will never leave you. He will never forsake you. No matter what you're going through in your life, God is always there. So if 2016 was a little rough, well, that's okay. That's gone now. So now let's shake ourselves off and let's look forward and remember that God's got our back. Amen? So 2016 is gone. 2017 is here. We have a new opportunity to start over. I love New Year. I do. To me, it's like a reset. Anybody else feel that way? It's like, you know, kind of get back on track with some stuff, refocus. You know, beginning of every year, everyone is doing great. I'm on this health kick. Yeah, right. So, that lasted all of 30 seconds. So, when a bunch of Newfoundlanders get together, you can't get together without food. And I mean, lots of it, okay? Like, oh man, we had enough to feed everybody in this church three times over. And it was just unbelievable how much food that was there. And so that's why I spent all my time outdoors, trying to burn calories. I'm telling you. So, let me see what we're talking about here. 2017 is a great year for a restart. You know, you might say, well, Pastor Steve, I've been struggling. I've been having some issues. Some things haven't been going right in my life. And, you know, 2016 was just not a good time for me. The last little while just haven't been good for me. Well, you know what? Today I'm going to give you some tools that's going to help you restart. Today I'm going to give you some information on a good way to refocus and get things going in the right way. Philippians 3:14. Turn over there in your Bibles real quick. Philippians 3:14. This is my goal for this year. It says, "I run straight toward the goal to win the prize that God's heavenly call offers in Christ Jesus. I am going to do what I can to go after what God has for me so that I can go after the prize of the high calling of God, Jesus Christ." Amen? I'm going to do whatever I can for God. Why? Because that's what he's called me to do. I am, you know, all of us have been given a ministry. We are all called to be game changers and go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to some creatures?
To all.
And so we have a job to do. This trip, I got to meet all types of people and chat with different people. And it was great. The guys that actually owned the place where we stayed, they were born-again believers, which was great. You know, how God works and just be able to, iron sharpens iron, and just be able to sit down and talk about the things of God and get to share some of my testimony and what we're doing up here in the north. And they thought it was fantastic. They were very impressed about the ministry and about Faith City Church and about the Spirit Alive and all those things. They thought it was fantastic, you know. But I told them, I said, look, guys, there's going to be more happening. You stay tuned. You watch. You're going to hear about Faith City Church all over. And it's already happening because people know Pastor Roma's name. They know Faith City Church. They know Spirit Alive. Amen? And so I'm excited that the doors are going to blow off this thing this year. Amen? So I run straight toward the goal to win the prize that God's heavenly call offers in Christ Jesus. I am going to do what I can for Jesus Christ. 2017, like I said, is the year of even greater. That's what I'm picking up in my spirit. And so I'm going to do what I can to do even greater things than what I've done in the last 6-7 years of ministry. Amen? Anybody with me? Anybody else excited yet?
Yes.
That's good. Now, here comes another outdoor illustration here. But anybody here like hiking or snowshoeing or cross-country skiing or anything like that? You go off in the bush, go camping and stuff like that? Well, when I go on my snow machine, I have a go pack. I call it my go pack. And I got a backpack I always put on. I got everything I can survive a night in the bush. Okay? You never know what could happen. The machine could break down. You could get lost or whatever. And, you know, you always got to be prepared. You always got to have your survival pack. And so I got all types of stuff in my go pack. Like, I'm rigged out. I got frying pans and candles and food and food and food. And, you know, not to mention I got food. And then you got some water, you know. Sometimes it might be a little hard, believe it or not, it might be hard to get water in a bush sometimes. Candles, stuff to keep you warm, extra mitts, all those things, right? And I call it my go pack. Well, today, we're going to have our own go pack. We're going to change the name. We're going to call it a start pack, is what we're going to call it. Our 2017 start pack. And so, start, S-T-A-R-T. So let me show you. The S in our start pack. Stop making excuses. Let's turn over in our Bibles to Proverbs 28, verse 13. I had it marked here, Proverbs 3. I'll read it from this one, version. Proverbs 28, verse 13. I'll read it from the Amplified. He who covers his transgressions will not prosper, but whoever confesses and forsakes his sins will obtain mercy. So, let's just go back to that other slide there, slide girl, the S, stop making excuses. How many of you have ever made an excuse about something? Keep putting something off, yeah? I got people like, careful, you're like, look at bobbleheads, take it easy, okay? I make excuses all the time, you know? The reason, you know, I'm going to go on a diet starting Monday. Well, of next week, you know? Reminds me that song, what if tomorrow never comes, you know, type thing. Everything is just, it's always put back. You procrastinate, you start making excuses. Well, I can't do that, or you know what, you're making excuses for your life, the things you've done, you're doing. You know, oh, I can't, I just can't, I'm not feeling well, or no, I can't afford that, or you know, I got to go to bingo, or you know, there's something of the sort, you know, you're always making excuses. Well, for in our start pack that we're going to be doing here, we need to stop making excuses if we want this year to be an even greater year. You know? And this is something, now I'm preaching to myself here this morning. Amen? And so you guys can just get to enjoy. I'm talking to myself. So you guys just get to listen in and apply whatever applies to you. So I'm going to stop making excuses. So you know what? I'm going to start doing different things. I'm going to, okay, you know what? Quit the procrastinating. Stop saying, well, I can't do it. I don't have time. Well, I'm going to see what I can do to juggle things. Now, I am busy. You know, we're all got busy lives, but there's times when you just don't feel like doing things and you come up with an excuse and say, no, I don't feel like doing that. Well, we don't go by feelings. We're faith people. All right? Not every morning do I feel like getting out of bed. Jesus. Now I get in that pillow. And I'm in there. Y'all got that sweet spot. You know what I'm talking about? When you're cuddled into your pillows, man, and it's just that one spot and it's like, oh, hallelujah. You know, you're just enjoying that sweet spot. You know, and someone's expecting you to be somewhere. It's like, no, I can't. I'm not feeling well. I'm in my sweet spot. But the problem is you're feeling too good. You're in your sweet spot. It's not that you're sick. It's the fact that you just don't want to get out of bed, you lazy bum. Come on now. All right? I'm preaching to myself here. So you got to stop making excuses. You got to tighten up your socks a little bit. Pull up your socks. You know, start realizing some things. Well, why am I not involved at Faith City Church? You know, I got this going on, 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 I got this going on. But really, it's like, you know, you really don't need to be going out playing crib with your friends 5 nights a week. Okay? Put down the video game, some of you younger crowd. All right? You know, you don't need to be going out to all them socials all the time. When you get involved here at church, you know? Well, the children's ministry needs some more help. Well, I hate kids. Well, that's not no excuse. You're supposed to love them anyway. There was a time when I wasn't too fond of children, and now look at me. I'm a youth pastor, and I have 3 of my own. What type of cruel joke is that? He's got a sense of humor, I guarantee it. You know? I was perfectly fine just having a dog. And I got a dog, too. And 3 children. You know? My wife, she's got 4 children. You know? So, there's no excuses. There is no excuses for this. So we got to keep moving forward. So stop making excuses in our lives. Let's get down and see what God's got in store for us. You know, God wants to prosper us. God wants to use us for great and mighty things. And you know what? We stop God being able to flow through us because we make excuses. We shut the door on God all the time because we make excuses. So this year, stop making excuses. Good, good. All with me? Y'all good? Ready for the second one? Okay, number two. Take an inventory of your life. Ooh. Inventory time. And if any of you work in retail, you know inventory time rolls around. You got to go around and count out everything. When I was a little boy, my dad had a marine store, and he sold a lot of stuff. And he had bins and bins and bins of nuts and bolts. Guess who got voluntold to count those? It got to the point to look in, 20, 50. Take me 5 minutes, I'd have it all done. He's like, you got it all done? Said, yeah, sure. Did you count them? Sort of. Get back there and count them, boy. And so I have to go back and do it all again. But yeah, you got to take inventory of your life. And so this kind of got me thinking. And I started thinking, well, what are we talking about here? Take inventory of your life. Well, turn over to 2 Corinthians 13. Turn over to 2 Corinthians 13. You still love me? Everybody still good? Yeah. That's good. Pastor, I promise everything is going great. 2 Corinthians 13, chapter 5. From the Amplified once again. Examine and test and evaluate your own selves to see whether you are holding to your faith and showing the proper fruits of it.
Ooh.
Test and prove yourselves, not Christ. Do you not yourselves realize and know thoroughly by an ever-increasing experience that Jesus Christ is in you, unless you are counterfeits, disapproved, on trial, and rejected? You see, we have to step back and look at our lives. What's the fruits in our lives? Take inventory. What am I doing? What is my life like? What are things in my life right now? What's there? What's prominent in my life? You know, you got to see, is there lots of good in me? Am I full of faith? Am I doing what God wants me to do in my life right now? Am I fulfilling the call of God on my life?
Ooh.
You know, 2017, like I said, this is going to be the year of even greater. And if you want the even greater, we got to start taking stock and seeing what we got. We got to really see what we're made of. Are we the type of person that people want to be around? Are we the type of person that people can work with? Are you evaluating yourself? We got to be constantly doing this. As leaders here at the church, we go through this all the time, don't we, PK? You know, in staff meeting and stuff, and we kind of sit down and Pastor Roma talks to us and, you know, is like reminding us about what we're supposed to be doing and how we're supposed to be doing it, and are we the type of person that you'd work with? And, you know, and it's just, you got to keep these things in the forefront of your mind all the time. If not, you're going to get squirrely. You're going to go, you know, way out in left field and get yourself in trouble, and people are not going to like you. People are not going to be around you. You know, you got to take inventory of your own life. What type of person are you? What type of person do you want to be, though? You see, so now you look at your life, you strip everything down, you kind of see, okay, well, this is kind of weak in this area, I'm not so great over here. I'm strong in this. Yeah, well, that's eating fast food, so you shouldn't be strong in that. Let's switch that, you know. But we have to see what we're made of. And then we have to go and start making changes. Once you do inventory, you notice that, back to when we were little and doing inventory for my dad, we'd notice if there was some stock that was low or some certain items, well, I'd go and tell Pops and say, hey, Dad, we need more of these things. We need to get some more of these ordered. We need some more of this. You know, we're running low on this. This is a good seller or whatever. We need to get some more of this. Well, it's the same thing with us. Well, your faith running low? Well, you need to top up your faith a little bit over here. Okay, your prayer life not doing so great? Well, you need to get into some prayer. You're not praising and worshiping God like you should be? Well, come on now. Let's crank those praise and worship tunes, and let's get a Holy Ghost party going up in here. Amen? Because we need to stir ourselves up, and we need to see what's alive in us. Because what you're made of and what's on the inside of you is what's coming out of you. I don't know if you're hearing me or not, but what's on the inside of you is what's going to come out of you. And so you need to know what your inventory is. Amen? That's right. Man, Steve, you're doing good. Thank you, Steve. All right. Amen. I'll get myself through this if no one else will. Amen. That's fun. We're having fun this morning. Hallelujah. Number three. Act in faith. Ooh. So in our start pack now, we are supposed to be acting in faith. Matthew 9:29. Turn over there. That's actually a fantastic whole chapter. Matthew chapter 9. Hallelujah. Jesus is so good. Jesus is awesome. Matthew chapter 9. All right, actually, I just want to back up here and show you in verse 22. Verse 20, actually. And behold, a woman, which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years, came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. Verse 22. But Jesus turned about, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. You see, this woman had an issue of blood. She was sick, man. She spent all of her money and everything she had on doctors. And she was bleeding for 12 years. So everything she had, she spent on doctors and medical stuff and procedures and all this. She was destitute, man. She had nothing left. You know that she could have got killed just for showing up that day when Jesus was walking through?
Right.
Well, what'd she have to lose? Everything was gone already. So you know what she did? She said, if I can touch the hem of Jesus' garment, I know I'll be healed. See, she was believing in faith right there. She was acting in faith. So she put her faith in motion. You know what she did? She worked her way through the crowd. And when she got up to Jesus, you know what she did? She touched the hem of his garment. And guess what happened to her? Boom! Healed! Because she acted in faith. Isn't that good? You see, when we act in faith and we do what we're supposed to be doing, guess what? Boom! You're going to be taken care of. You're going to be healed. You're going to be blessed. You're going to prosper when you act in faith. Even greater this year. Amen? Okay, you don't believe me? Let me give you another one then. What a crowd. Well, we keep going then, shall we? Verse 27, and when Jesus departed hence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, thou son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus sat unto them. Believe ye that I am able to do this? And they said, yea, Lord. He touched their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. And guess what? See what verse 30 says right there? And their eyes were open, and Jesus straightly charged him, saying, see that no man know it. Well, that really didn't work because they went off and told people. But they were still born. They were blind, eyes open, healed. Oh, man, what a bunch of sleepy people here this morning. That's it. These guys acted in faith. That woman acted in faith. Those blind guys acted in faith. How many of you are going to act in faith up in here? You believing for something? There we go. So here we go. We start acting in faith. This is a faith church. Man, you can't swing a Bible around here without striking a faith person. Right? How many faith people we got in here? How many Mark 11, 22, 24 people we got up in here? Yeah? You say to the mountain, be cast into the sea? Hey? Well, we got mountains in our life that needs to be cast into the sea. That only works when you're a faith person. So when you act in faith and you apply the principles of faith in your life, guess what? Sickness has to go. Poverty has to go. Disease has to go. Lack has to go. Depression has to go. Simple as that. Has to get out of here. Right? Oh, good. We got five people woke up now. Hallelujah. We're doing good, Pastor. We're doing good. We're doing good. We're getting them. All right. My goal is 10. 10. All right. Y'all didn't know what you're going to get this morning when you showed up to church now, did you? I'm going to go to church this morning. Like, what is he doing? Okay. So we have to act in faith. Ma'am. It comes to a point when we got to realize something is that we're not actually doing this on our own.
Right.
Is that if we want our lives to be fantastic, Now, Pastor Steve, you're going to say, well, buddy, you know what? You don't have the biggest house. You don't drive the newest vehicle. How can you say your life is fantastic? Because I walk in faith. You know? All because I don't have the newest and the brightest and the biggest and whatever. God still blessed me with it, and God is still blessing me.
Amen.
And you got to realize something, too. It's not necessarily about stuff. But that's a big part of it. Because God wants you to be comfortable, and, you know, God's going to look after you. That's just the way it goes. But it's also about what you're like on the inside. I'm a happy person. I can stand before you, and I am not depressed. There's no room for depression in this. This is full of cranberry sauce and turkey. Okay? There's some moose in there, too. Oh, man, we had some awesome moose roast. I'll tell you about that later. Oh, man. I'm telling you, food was just unreal. But anyhow, you see? But you know what? I thank God because, actually, 2016 was my best year to date financially. And you would never say it. It's a faith statement. But it was, but you know what? It was good. It was good. We never missed a payment on nothing. You know? I was able to build a massive garage with Uncle Mr. Nathan King over there. You know, we done some good stuff this year, didn't we, Nate? Me and Nathan, we got even our relationship got closer. It's my brown twin right there, okay? And so it was great. You know, God strengthened relationships, built new relationships, blessed us, man, being able to do stuff with work and church, and everything was just great. But like I said, I'm expecting even greater. So we're going to build a bigger garage this year, Nate. Maybe we got to finish Pastor Ken's patio. That's a good one to do right there. We got to finish his deck. Cindy's like, amen. Amen. We got to get that one done. But you know what? I'm expecting even greater things because you know what? I'm in faith. I am trusting God. I'm believing for my kids. You know what? Every morning when we take our kids to school and before we go to bed, we have it's a prayer of faith confession that we do over our children. Thank you, Father God, for my kids. Thank you, Father God, that they're going to learn lots of new things today. We're going to have a successful day. We thank you that there's no sickness or disease in their bodies or anyone else in their household and that no weapon formed against any of us shall ever prosper. And we declare that every day, night and day over our children. And you know what? My kids might have a sniffle and it doesn't last very long. Amen? My kids are smart. They get it from their mama. Amen? My kids are full of life. They're healthy. They are blessed. You know what? They are protected because I state that in fact. In faith, I believe it. I say it, I believe it, and it happens. Me and Kendra's had a few things come up, little financial things, and Kendra's like, well, the Lord's got to take care of it. He sure does. And so we said, okay, when we stop worrying about it, we give it over to God. God always provides a way.
Amen.
It's amazing on how that works out. This year we had a few instances where we had some extra money or a few extra bills come in. And it's like, well, that was not expected. That was not in the budget. Anybody have moments like that? Right? And it was a substantial amount of money. I was like, oh, boy. But guess what? God supplies all my needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. And so I confessed and I believe I acted in faith. I actually ended up sowing seed. And I love how that works. See, I acted in faith. I planted something, you know? And I got back exactly what I needed to take care of that situation. Amen? Isn't that good?
Yeah.
And God even worked in that whole scenario. It was a little bit of a fiasco going on there. And God still worked out and turned it all around for his good. Man, it was just fantastic to see God ministering. So acting in faith. You're not feeling well in your body. Just days, I don't feel good. Anybody else, days like that, you just don't feel good? You know, it's like your body's telling you, get back in that sweet spot. You know, you just don't feel great. Well, being a faith person, I don't necessarily have to go by the way I feel. Because if I went by the way I feel, man, there'd be lots of days I wouldn't get out of bed. Anybody agree with me? Or all of you arrived already, I'm there. If that's you, we're going to have an altar call after, and we're going to lay hands on you. No. For those that fib. Okay, anyway. But yeah, you know, there's days I don't feel good. I don't necessarily feel 100% in my body. But I get up and do what I got to do anyway. And by the time the day is over, man, I'm ready to run a marathon. Not saying I do it, because this don't run a marathon. But there's days, you know. And I've walked into the place, and people look at me and say, boy, Pastor Steve, you look horrible. Thanks. You know what? I'm going to tell you something. When somebody don't look that great, say, man, you look good. That's a faith statement. Because they might need that boost. Amen? Amen? You don't go up in someone's face and say, boy, you look sick today. Man, oh man, you look like death warmed over. Jumping. So you get hit by a bus or something? Or, man, oh man, you smack yourself or what? No. You say, boy, you're looking okay today. You're looking good. Praise God. You're blessed. You're blessed. Man, God is all over you. Amen. Act in faith. That's the way you got to do it. Simple as that, man. There's days when you don't feel like it, but you do it anyway. Amen. I love this faith thing. Even though you don't feel like it, you're like it anyhow, because this is what Scripture says. It's the way you are. It's the way you were created. You were created in the book of Genesis. It said, God said, let us make man in our image. So that means we are made in the likeness of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity. Amen? God don't have sick days. Amen. It's like that TV commercial. Moms don't take sick days. Take Robitussin or whatever, you know? Well, God don't have sick days. God don't just, you know what? Forget this. This world is just crazy. I'm taking a day off. I can't handle these bunch of monkeys. What are they doing down there? Like, seriously, they're down there at it again. They'll carbon tax now. They're taxing tax. Like, what is going on here? What is wrong with you? You know, I did not create this. All right? God is there. It's like, guys, you know what? I got you. I'm taking care of you. I'm on call 365 days, 24/7, every day, every night. I am right there. I'm going to stick closer than a brother. I have you in the palm of my hand. I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to provide for you. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to heal you. I am going to make sure that you have more than enough, because I don't take sick days. Amen? And what are we doing?
The man called. I got the man cold.
You guys know what I'm talking about? For a man, it's like giving birth to triplets. In our minds, it is. And a woman, she's still going to jump over tall buildings, and she's still going to run a marathon. You know? There was a time when men were men, when the cold was just there to keep you alive, just to know that you were around. But now we've gotten all soft with our computers and our iPads and stuff, and we'd rather cuddle into our Snuggie and with our all that fancy stuff and just stay home. Right? With the old stock, my grandfather, I remember, man, I used to say, Pop, I'm not feeling well. Get out here, boy. Pop, I'm not feeling... Get out here. Pop, I'm not... Get out here! Okay! You're like dragging your dead body coming out. You know what I'm talking about? Anybody know what I'm talking about? I wish I had my Snuggie right now. Okay. Number four, we'll get through this, I promise. How long does this word start? Oh, we got to refocus. This is what we're going to do right now. We're going to refocus. Hallelujah. So our next thing we're throwing in our start bag or our start pack is we're going to refocus. Something I definitely need to do. We need to refocus. Turn over your Bibles to Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3. Everybody still good? Oh, we're up to 7 people now. I'm getting there. Who said you can't come to church and have fun? I love coming to church. Anybody else love coming to church? Yeah, this is not your average church by no means. You know, you got 2 white guys chasing a brown guy around. You know, this is fantastic. I love it. You got a guy from the west and a guy from the east and a guy from the central here, man. We got all corners covered. Amen. We're good. Isn't it funny how God does that, though? He kind of takes people from different places and different walks of life. You know, around here, 87 is a big number around here, right? 87 was the year that Pastor Ken got born again. 87 was the year that Pastor Roman and Miss Anita got married. And 87 when the world changed forever and I was born. Right? So we are connected, hey? We are connected. 87. What a great year. I'm telling you, the Lord's got a sense of humor, man. What a great year. Okay, refocus. All right, Philippians 3. Philippians 3:13. We're refocusing here. What are we refocusing on? Brethren. We're in from the King James Version here now. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Verse 14, I press toward the mark for the prize of his calling of God in Christ Jesus. So we need to forget about the things that happened in the past. Because a lot of times we love to keep looking backwards. And you know what? If you ever look through a telescope, it's hard to look forward when you're trying to look backwards with a telescope. It's just, you can't, you know, if you keep trying to look over your shoulder while you're trying to see forward, you're going to miss the stars. You know what I mean? You're going to miss what the beauty is before you. When we were down south, I seen the Milky Way for the first time. And I was like, man, that is amazing. We went for a skidoo ride on the sleds, and we ended up in this clearing, and we turned off the snow machines. And my brother's like, look up. And when I looked up, I was just like, my mouth just dropped. And I couldn't believe what I was seeing. You're looking into the cosmos, and it dawned on me. God is huge. And I'm looking, and I see the Milky Way. I don't know if you've ever seen it, but the way it looks milky, and it's a way. And it just goes. It's the only way I can explain it. It lives up to its name. And where I was standing, it was a strip going right down as far as the eye could see of this Milky Way. And so it was so beautiful, and you could see all the stuff. And as we're looking there, a shooting star. I'm like, man, it couldn't be even more perfect than this. You see a shooting star there, and I was there with my two brothers and my sister. It was the first time all four of us have been by ourselves to do anything in years. And so just to have that moment, and it was one of those God moments, because it's like, I'm looking up at this, I'm like, God, you're so awesome. I'm like, you created this for our enjoyment. And you see, just for a moment there, I was focused on that Milky Way. I wasn't thinking about nothing behind me. I wasn't thinking about, you know, where I was standing or nothing. I was just looking up into the heavens. And then the wolf started howling, and then I got unfocused. And I'm not even joking. There was wolves howling. But just for that second, you know? And then as I was preparing for this, I was just thinking, I'm like, you know what? A lot of times we get crowded and plowed and, yeah, mixed up about the things that's going on around us. And we seem to lose sight of what our goal is. You see, you know, we've been called to the ministry, but you can get busy doing ministry and actually forget about God. You can get busy with family and forget about family. You can get busy with life and actually forget about life. Because you got all these things coming from all around, you know? And you got things always coming, and you're always like, head always spinning, and it's just not good. Because you're not focused on something. You know, when you start a project, when you start building Legos, someone likes Legos. When you start building Legos, you got to follow the instructions. Benjamin got this massive Lego set from his uncle for Christmas. And me and his uncle, we sat down with Ben, and 3 hours later, two grown boys and a little boy doing this, we finally got it conquered. It was this massive Star Wars X-Wing model. It was very cool. My brother bought it basically for himself to build to give to Ben. Okay, this is the way it was. And this is the way we operate. We buy stuff that we like, and we give it to each other so that we know we get to use it. That's my. Anybody else's family like that? Yeah. And so we had to focus. We had to follow the instructions. And there was so much brain power there, you could smell burning. Okay? I'm telling you, we were grinding gears and popping the clutch and everything, trying to get this thing done in our heads. It was intense. And so what we had to focus, it was no good for us to, you know, start building the body when, you know, and then the wings and all those things. You got to build the body first, then you got to build the wings, then you got to build all this other stuff, you know? You can't mix it up. There's actually an order. Some guy sat down and said, this is the way you got to do it. Some guy clearly got way too much time on his hands. But there's instructions and there's the way that you do things. You had to be focused on the task at hand so that you can have a smile on a 6-year-old boy in 3 hours later. Right? And so we were going to finish this no matter what took place. We were determined. We were focused on the job at hand. Well, the same thing applies to our lives when it comes to the things of God, is that we have to be focused. There's an instruction booklet called the Bible. Okay? And so we have to be focused on the Word of God so that we know that when we're what our final result is going to be. See, we have to know what's in here so that we can do and be a success. We actually have to stand on the Word of God. All right? We have to get on it and get in it and know it. I don't know if you're hearing me in here this morning, but we have to refocus on the things of God this morning. We have to get ready in the Word. We have to know the Word. Amen? That's good. Good job, Steve. Yeah, good job. Yeah. Thank you. We have to refocus. We totally have to refocus. Did we go to Philippians yet? No? Did we? No, let's go to Philippians again anyway. Just because. Are you there right now? I'm not there right now. I'm standing on my Bible. Philippians 3. Oh yeah, we already read this, but we'll read it again. I'll read it from the Amplified. I do not consider, brethren, that I have captured and made it my own yet. But one thing I do is do, it is my own aspiration, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead. I press on toward the goal to win the supreme and heavenly prize to which God in Christ Jesus is calling us upward. So guess what? Man, focus on the things of God and you're going to win a prize. Yeah. Amen? You go to the CLE and you play those stupid little games out there. You know, if you focus enough, you're going to lose all your money. Because they're going to keep taking your money. Because those games are rigged for you to lose. But by some chance, sometimes, Pastor Ken's a master at this. I've seen him, you know what? When his little girl says, Daddy, I want that, whatever the big stuff he did, that's bigger than what she was. Well, the man was determined to get it. And he focused on that prize. You know what? The poor carny, I thought he was going to get it. You know what? But the man won because he was focused on that prize. And he got it. Two balls. Mad skill. Mad skill. See, that's the anointing of God on his life to play carnival games. We all have a calling in life. This is the win at carnival games. Win at life. Anybody having fun? That's good. That's good. So we have to refocus. It's easy to get swayed, isn't it? You ever watch that movie Up? And you got the dog? Yeah. Steve? Squirrel! You know? That's me. That's totally me. And Kendra laughs all the time. I could be doing one thing, and all of a sudden I'm off doing another thing while my hand is still over here doing something else. It's like, you know, I'm all over the place. And if you know me, Nathan knows I'm like that as well. You got to harness this thing. You know? So my brain is everywhere. But I have to refocus. Have to refocus. Amen? Guess what? We've made it to the T. Trust. Proverbs 3. Let's turn over to Proverbs 3. We're getting there. We got to beat that other church out before, because we got to get to the restaurant first, don't we? Yep. Doing what I can here. I'm doing what I can. Just bear with me. Bear with me. Yeah, we got to get out. We got to beat those other churches over there. I was going to say the Baptists, but they might be out already. We love them. I'm long-winded sometimes. I'm sorry. So the next 3 hours, we'll finish off this one here. We'll be there in supper time. How does that sound? Sorry, they got lots of food at the restaurant. Don't worry about it. If you got a turkey in the oven, it's not going to burn, as long unless you didn't turn it down before you left. All right. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. It says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Verse 7. But not wise in thine own eyes, fear the Lord, and depart from evil. So we're supposed to trust in God. Some of us, we have a hard time doing that. You know, you like to take things and fix things and do things yourself. A lot of times we like to do things on our own, isn't that right? But we're supposed to trust in God. And he will do all those things for us. He'll take care of us. We don't have to be stressed and worried and depressed and down and out. Cast your cares upon the Lord, for he cares for you, Scripture says. So we trust in God. So this year, we're going to have to step up our trusting a little bit. Let go and let God. Because God is going to do some stuff in our lives if we start trusting in him more. You know, it's still a faith thing, guys. And how many faith people are in here? Let me see. Let me see if those faith people up in here. Oh, yeah. Look, man, that's an awesome sight. That is fantastic when you see hands go up. When people say, I'm a faith person. Because faith person, they trust in God. They know what God is capable of doing. See, they believe that God is going to supply all their needs. They believe that God is going to look after their family. They believe that God is going to bless them at their job. They believe that God is going to bless their ministry. They believe that God is bigger than the boogeyman. Amen? They believe all those things because that's the way it is. The Word of God says so. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, then all these things will be added unto you. You go after the things of God, trust in God, everything else will come. It's not that get everything first, then trust in God. No, that's not the way it works. You go after the things of God. You have the mind of Christ. You do what God wants you to do. We don't do what we want to do. Thunder Bay was not on my top five list of places to go. Nope. I wanted somewhere where there was beach, sand, and warm water, baby. What'd I get? Ice, snow, and snow. But that's all right. Because you learn to adapt and overcome. And now I'm dashing through the snow in my 100 horsepower sled. Over the hills we go and crashing through the trees and all that fun stuff. Amen? You see, wherever God will place you, you will find a way to enjoy it. Because you got to trust in Him. He'll put people around you that you're going to enjoy to be around. He's going to put things in your life that you're going to enjoy. Because if you're doing what He wants you to do, He's going to take care of you. I got missionary friends that live overseas. And you know what? I would never, ever, ever be able to do what they're doing. Because that's just not me. I'm not that type of person. You know? But you know what? They're happier than pigs in mud, man. They love it. You know, I got friends who say, come to South Africa with us. We live up in this little village. You know, there's internet in one part of town, so it's good. You know, it's been one part of town? You mean I can't use my phone anywhere? Like, you know, there's no cell service. No, it's all landlines. How do you use Facebook? You know? How do you Instagram your life? You know? But they love it. It's just the way they are. You guys got to come. You guys got to come. No, brother. Nope, not feeling it. Not feeling it at all. Nope. But they love it over there. They love it there, and they're all, I don't even know where the heck they are. They said the place, and there's up in the mountains somewhere, and there's a valley, and there's one side is like the Aboriginal people, and then on the other side it's white people, and they don't. And then I don't know. It's just some. He's like, you love it. Like, it sounds like a separatist place or something. Like, how am I gonna love this? He said, no, God is doing great things over here. Okay, that's good. Let God do great things through you over there. I'm going to stay here in Thunder Bay. But you know, you got to trust in God because wherever He puts you, He's going to make you flourish. Amen. You know, Robbie Ahuja says all the time, if it's God's will, it's God's bill. I love that saying so much. God, if you want me to move to Thunder Bay, you're going to supply all my needs. Amen. If you want me to work at Faith City Church, well, you're going to supply all my needs. Simple as that. You know, if you want me to work with Pastor Ken, oh, hallelujah. Not a problem. And you know what? I'm blessed. Anybody here blessed? Yes. Anybody here trust in God? Yes. Anybody love the Lord? Yes. Anybody excited this morning? Yes. All right, everyone stand to your feet. So this morning, guys, we talked about what we're going to put in our start pack. So first, we're going to stop making excuses. Secondly, we're going to take inventory. Third, we're going to act in faith. Four, refocus, and five, we're going to trust. That's not bad now, is it? Man, I enjoyed that this morning. I got something out of that this morning. Did you get anything out of that? Yeah. I wish I was sat back and listening. But, man, that was good. So this morning, ladies and gentlemen, we got a few minutes here. And so for the next 50 minutes or so, oh, no. But for the next minute or so, guys, I have the worship team. I'll come up. This morning, let's rededicate our hearts to Jesus. And let's get this start thing going here this morning. Anybody feeling something rumbling on the inside? I don't mean you're hungry. But I mean, anybody feel the Holy Spirit moving on the inside? Man, I woke up this morning. Actually, my wife woke me up because I was cuddled into that sweet spot. I got into the shower, and I was all groggy and stuff. And all of a sudden, it's just like the Holy Spirit showed up. Man, it was the sweetest feeling I ever experienced this morning. It was so awesome. And I started praying in tongues. And just started thinking about these things and just thinking about how good God is and how awesome this year is going to be. And by the time I got here and I started thinking, I started meditating on this stuff again and just reading over my notes and all those things. And I kept getting that on the inside of me. It's even greater, even greater, even greater, even greater. Man, that's a big statement. Because God actually told, or Jesus actually told us, he said, we're going to do even greater things than what he did. Okay, we're talking about Jesus, and he did some pretty awesome stuff, okay? But here we are right now. We are positioned. We have the tools that we need to do even greater things, Sterling. That gets me excited knowing that the King of Kings, the God that created the Milky Way, the God that created the heavens and the earth, the God who's got the craziest sense of humor and put me here, you know what? He's got an even greater plan for me and you. We've got a fantastic plan for our lives. Now, if you're in this place this morning, guys, you say, well, Pastor Steve, you're crazy. But what you said was pretty cool. You know what? I need to get a fresh start with God. I don't care if you're born again or if you're not born again, if you've been snipped away, this is for everybody. But if you're in this place this morning, and you need a fresh start. You need to refocus. You need to trust in God. You need to take inventory of your life. You need to do all those things. Now is the time to do that. Now is the time to do that this morning. Hallelujah. Ooh, Jesus. Holy Spirit speaking to some of you right now and is saying, time for you to start making some changes in your life. If you want the even greater, you need to start making some changes right now. Let's not take another moment forward in this year until we get things on track with God. Amen? And if that's you and you're in this place, you want to make sure that you're at your full potential for God, make your way to the altar this morning. We're going to pray together. We're going to pray together. Get up here. Everyone, get up here. Come on. If you're in this place, get up here. And if you want to have a fresh start with God, make sure everything is good. Come on, thank you, thank you. Come on. There's more in here than that. The Holy Spirit speaking to people. This is not a spectator show. If you want to get in the game, man, you got to get out and you got to step forward. You got to do something. Hallelujah. Come on, ladies and gentlemen. The Holy Spirit is still talking to you. Come on. You don't want to miss this out. Fresh start, new start. Come on. Ha, 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 ha. Holy Spirit's going to mess some of you up. Hallelujah. 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 Woo! Okay, all of you that are in your seats, close your eyes and stretch your hands towards heaven and just start worshiping God right now. You just start worshiping God right now. Just start thanking Him for what He's going to do in your life. Now, those of you that are here up at front, thank you for making this bold step forward this morning. Now guess what? You're making a statement of saying, God, I'm having a fresh start with you this year. I am not going another step forward without you fully taking control of my life. I'm going to refocus. I'm going to trust. I'm going to be in faith. I'm going to do what I need to do so I can have a fantastic year this year. Hallelujah. Miracles, signs, and wonders are going to happen in your guys' lives. Your life is going to be changed and transformed. The great and mighty things are going to happen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, you are so awesome. Hallelujah. Father God. Father God, we just thank you right now that you're going to minister to these people. And Father God, that their lives will never be the same. They're changed, transformed. We thank you, Father. Yes, Lord. Fresh start. Refocused. Yes, in faith right now. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Lord. Thank you. Yes. Focusing. Fresh start. Fresh start. Fresh start. He under the robot, she under the robot, so, 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 so. New beginnings. Oh! Oh! Yes. Yes. Fresh start. Yes. 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 Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh. Oh. Strength, Lord. Strength, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Father God, you're going to give her your wisdom. You're going to show her the things that she needs to do, Lord. Thank you, Father. Yes, Lord, a fresh start. Father God, thank you for what you've done in her life. But Father God, even greater. Oh, yes. Yes. Yes, Lord. Oh, Father God. Thank you, Lord. You're picking them up, Lord. Father God, we thank you for the transformation taking place in his heart now, Lord. Fresh start. Fresh start. Fresh start. Yes. Yes, Lord. Deeper into things of you, Lord. Even greater things. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh. Oh. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Refocus. Best year ever, girl. Best year successful. Whatever you put your hands to, you're going to succeed at. Refocus. Oh. 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 Yep. Yeah. Fresh start. More, Lord. Even greater this year. Oh. Greater anointing. More lives changed. Transfer. Oh. 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 Hallelujah. Guys, God is doing some awesome stuff. Stretch your hands towards heaven. Just start receiving it, man. Don't miss out on this. Whoa. Whoa. Yes. 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 Yeah. Deeper into the things of God. You're going to step out and do some more ministry stuff, Kelly. God's going to take you deeper. He was just waiting for you to take this step out. Woo! Yes! 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 Whoa! Receive it now. Receive it now. Receive it now. Oh. Isn't it good? Isn't it good that you don't have to do things on your own? Isn't it good that you get to trust in God? You get to have faith in God?
Amen. Yes.
You get to have a big smile on your face.
Yes.
You don't have to feel down or depressed. Oh man, you get to cast your cares upon the Lord. Fresh start this year.
Amen.
Isn't that good? Fresh start.
Yes.
Oh Lord. Father God, I just pray blessing on her life right now. And Father God, if she's got a fresh start, the Lord, she is going to stay in tune with you. Father God, that she's going to stop making excuses. She's going to trust in you. She's going to be in faith, Lord. She's going to refocus, Father God. She's going to go after the things that you want her to do. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Oh. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. It's going to be a good year for you. This is going to be a fantastic year. Oh. Wow. God's been talking to you lately. They kind of directing you a little bit, and wants you to do something different. It's outside your comfort zone. Right? Yeah. You've been a little concerned about it because it's a little stretch. But guess what? This year, even greater. So God's going to take you and going to do things in your life that you never thought possible. But all you have to do is go after the things to come. Hallelujah. Father God, we pray that her life will never be the same again. And that, Lord, as she has a fresh start in you, that, Father God, her life is changed, transformed, renewed, Father. Whoa! Devil, you get your hands off of her now. You stop polluting her mind with your lies. Oh, yes, yes. Oh. Father God, I thank you for a fresh start. So Father God, I thank you for what you're doing in her life and the things you're going to do with her. Hallelujah. Father God, we love you so much. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Woo! Let's just worship God for 30 seconds and stretch your hands. Let's just thank him for how awesome he is. Hallelujah! Hallelujah, Lord! Hallelujah, Lord! Yes! 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 Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Lord, you're so awesome! There is no one like you, Father! Yes, Lord! Yes, Lord! Yes! Yes! Come on, church, just stir yourself up! Just stir yourself up! Come on! Stir it up! Stir it up! We're starting off 2017 with a bang this morning! Come on! Stir yourself up! Yes! Hallelujah! Yes! Woo! Woo!